have your Bibles with you. You can be finding 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5. I'm going to talk about one of the promises of God, the promise of God's care. 1 Peter chapter 5. When you find it, say amen. This is what the Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5, beginning in verse 5. It says, "Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another. Be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud and gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time." I love verse 7. "Casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you." May the Lord bless the hearing and the reading of his word this morning. I love good old time singing. I love the singing this morning. One of my favorite hymns is "Standing on the Promises of God." And you know what the truth is? The Bible's full of promises. And they're promises from God. And according, I looked this up this week, according to the a dictionary, Bible Gateway, there's over 5,000 promises in the Bible. In fact, they said that it was 5,467 promises in the Word of God. Isn't that something? That's a lot of promises. So I'm going to be speaking about one of those promises this morning. And I just read it in 1 Peter. We find one of those promises. And I just want to say this before I get started. Don't think for a second that God's promises aren't for you, or that he just gives you a partial promise. Those promises, they're for you. And they're found in the Word of God. I know you've heard this, but it goes perfect with what I'm saying today. You heard about the pastor who was visiting an old woman from his congregation. I mean, she was way up in age, like in her late 90s, almost 100. And he was visiting with her one day, and he sat down and he noticed a large bowl of peanuts on the coffee table, and he asked her if he could have a few of them. And she said, "Well, help yourself, preacher." So he reached in, he grabbed a handful of those peanuts, and he started eating. And they were talking, and they prayed and talked for a while. And when he began to leave, he realized that he had eaten every peanut that she had there. And he apologized for it. And she said, "It's okay. Ever since I lost my teeth, I can't do nothing but suck the chocolate off of them." When God gives you a promise, folks, he doesn't just give you the leftovers. Amen. He gives it all, chocolate and all. Amen. And the Bible is filled with the promises of God. And I love 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. I quote that verse quite a few times in my ministry. And this is what the Bible says: "Cast all your cares upon him, because he cares for you." We're going to dig into that verse today. Isn't that an incredible promise? Cast your cares on him because he cares for you. You say, "Well, preacher, that's an incredible promise." Sure it is. And it's a wonderful promise. And I believe it. I believe that you can cast your care on him because the Bible says that he cares for you. And I believe the word of God. Amen. And that's exactly what the Bible says. Here's the question now. Do you do it? Do I do it? Do we cast all of our cares on Jesus? Now, don't answer that so quick, because if you did and if I did, I wouldn't worry so much and you wouldn't worry so much. And if you really believe that verse, then we wouldn't worry all the time. You know, it reminds me of a little story I heard one time about a fifth grade little boy who made a bad report card. You ever done that? He made a bad report card, and he was worried about his parents, what they were going to do to him. He knew he was going to be grounded because he made such terrible grades. So he went to the drugstore, and he was looking through the card section. And the guy that owned the drugstore knew something was wrong. He could look at the boy's face and knew he was upset, knew he was worried. And the clerk noticed him there at the cards, thumbing through the cards. So he walked over to him, and he said, "Young man, can I help you?" And the boy looked at him and said, "I sure hope so." He said, "Sir, do you have any blank report cards?" You see, he was worried. He's worried about what his mom and daddy's going to do to him with those bad grades. And I wonder this morning, I said that to say this, do you ever worry? Are you worried sick about anything? Do you ever, listen now, do you ever worry yourself sick? Did you know that's possible? There are dozens of sicknesses tied to worry. Ulcers, heart attacks, stroke, nervous breakdowns, all because of worry. And you can worry yourself sick. And I just want to be honest this morning. We all wrestle with worry. We do. The truth of the matter is, worry is part of our everyday lives, but at the same time, worry is a sin. Think about it. It's a sin. Worry says to God, "I don't trust you." Worry says to God, "I don't believe that you're in control right now." Worry says to God, I don't believe, God, you can meet my needs. Somebody said, to worry about what we can't help is useless, and to worry about what we can help is plumb foolish. I read this poem. I found this poem. It said, "I've joined the new Don't Worry Club, and now I hold my breath. And I'm so afraid I worry that I'm worried half to death." Doesn't that sound like a lot of us? I heard, this is funny, but I heard about one man who worried so much he began to lose his hair. And the bad part was he wore a toupee. I believe with all of my heart that this verse teaches us that we need to trust God. That's what the verse is teaching us, that we need to trust God. You mark it down. When you stop trusting God, worry comes in. But when you start trusting God, worry goes out. So I want to dig into this verse today just for a few moments. And I want you to notice, number one, the way to this promise. The Bible says there in verse 7 that he, talking about God, the Lord, he cares for you. That's the way to this promise. You know what I thought of? God cares for you even if you don't care for him. You ever thought about that? God cares for you even though you don't care much for him. The Bible says this, that God demonstrated his love toward us in that while we were yet still sinners, Christ died for us. Can I say this? You don't die for somebody you don't care about. And God, we know Jesus died for whosoever. Jesus died for us. So he loved you even before you knew him. He loved you. You can mark it down. You might not care anything about God, but I'm here to tell you this morning that God cares for you. And not just people here in this church. God cares for the world. The Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son." The Bible says there in verse 7 that we should cast all of our cares upon him. Now I believe the key to this promise is found in verse 5. The Bible says there, if you'll look in verse 5, to be clothed with humility. You see that? To be clothed with humility. That word translated there, clothed, means to put on. It's kind of the picture of someone in that day putting on an apron, ready to serve somebody. The Bible says there in verse 5 that we need to put on humility. You know what humility is? Humility is putting others ahead of you. Humility is having a teachable spirit. And it's the opposite of pride. Pride says, I know it all. Pride says, God, I don't need you. I've got a bank account. I've got a good job. That's what pride says. Pride says, I can do it all by myself. I'm capable of running my life. Pride says, I can handle things today on my own. I can handle things tomorrow on my own. But the Bible says that we need to put on humility. Amen. Put on humility. Look at verse 5. Why we should put on humility. Because God, the Bible says, resisteth the proud. God resisteth the proud. Boy, I could preach on pride for about an hour. Pride's a terrible thing that'll get you in lots of trouble, won't it? You think about it. Pride was what made Adam and Eve sin in the garden. Pride was what got Lucifer kicked out of heaven. Pride was what made the devil the devil. It was pride that brought sin into this world. It was because of pride that Jesus went yonder to the cross. No wonder God hates pride. The Bible says in Proverbs 8:13, God says, I hate pride and arrogance. The Bible teaches we must first humble ourselves before you can cast your cares on Him. Humble yourself. Humility. That's what we need to do. The Bible says in Philippians, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Here's number two. Notice the welcome of this promise. Verse 7 says to cast all of your cares upon Him. Casting your cares upon Him. That word casting, you know what it means. It means to throw something. Now, in this promise, who's doing the casting? Peter says, casting all your cares upon Him. Who's he talking about? Listen, he's talking about those people mentioned back in verse 5 and 6 that he's talking about those that have put on humility, those who have a teachable spirit. Look at that word care there in verse 7. It's where we get our word worry or anxious. It's the same word Paul uses in Philippians 4:6 where it says to be anxious for nothing. Do you know what it means to worry? Do you know? You know what it means to worry? It's like taking a shirt and just ripping it at the seam. And that's what worry does to us. It just tears us apart. And the Bible says to be anxious for nothing. This is what the Bible says in Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7. I'm going to read it again. Be anxious, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and by supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests, your prayers, be made known to God. And then the Bible says in the peace of God, that what we all want, that's what we need, will surpass all of our understanding. And the Bible says it will guard our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus. I love that verse, Philippians 4. Verses 6 through 7. Let me tell you why I love it. To begin in verse 6, you see worry. The Bible says to be careful, be anxious. That's worry. It begins in verse 6, and then if you begin reading in verse 7, you see the word peace. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And then the Bible says, in the peace of God with which surpasses all understanding, will guard you. So we started out with the word worry, and then you got the word peace. And I want to tell you, those are two opposites. Worry and peace is opposites. The word peace means to come together, to put together. And the word careful there, or anxious, means to, what I just said, tear apart. Worry pulls our lives apart. And guess what peace does? Peace puts our lives back together. Worry robs you of peace, and peace robs you of worry. And then I want you to notice one last thing in Philippians, and we'll get back to our text. Starts off with worry, that word be careful, anxious in verse 6. Then it ends with peace in verse 7. And look what is in between anxious and peace. You see what it is? Prayer. I almost had a spell when I read that in my study. There you are worrying. You're anxious. The Bible says be careful for nothing. And then at the end of that verse, it has peace. God will give us peace. And in the middle of it, it tells us how to get it. We do it by prayer. Look what it says. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything prayer, supplication, be thankful. Let your requests be made known to God. And then the Bible says, and the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Here's what that verse tells us. Worry about nothing and pray about everything. Now, I know that's easier than said and done, but that's what the Bible teaches. Worry about nothing and pray about everything. You say, well, how can I worry about, how can I not worry about anything? Pray. By praying. The greatest tool, listen to me, church, the greatest tool you have as a Christian is prayer. Prayer. The way to this promise, humility, dependence on God. We're all dependent on Him. We just need to come to the fact where we acknowledge it. We're dependent on God, the weight of the promise, humility, the welcome of the promise. You can welcome this promise into your life just like you welcome someone into your home. And then last of all, I want you to notice the wonder of the promise. Oh, I love what the Bible says. He cares for you. Do you see that? The creator of the world cares for you and cares for me. You can never say nobody cares, because somebody cares. Lots of folks care, but there's always God that cares. Jesus cares. That old song, nobody ever cared for me like Jesus. That's true. That's the wonder of this promise. It's God that cares. God cares for me. God cares for you. There's not a greater waste of time, no greater thief of peace than worry. And to be honest with you, I'm just going to be honest. A worried Christian is an oxymoron. It's like saying dry water. It's like saying clean dirt. There shouldn't be such a thing as a worried Christian. I heard about a Christian one night who lay down in his bed and he couldn't close his eyes because he was worried. You ever been there? Laying in his bed, eyes wide open, couldn't go to sleep, had to get up 5 o'clock in the morning, go to work, but he couldn't close his eyes. Why? Worry. He was worried about something. Then he began to pray. And he said, God, help me. And guess what? God spoke in that still, small voice. How many of you know what I mean? That still, small voice. God spoke to him and he said this. He said, go to sleep. I'll stay awake. How many of you know the Bible says that God never sleeps or slumbers? He's a God that's always there. You can call on Him any time of the day. It didn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter where you are at. You can call on God and you won't get a busy signal. You can call on Him. That's why the Bible says, cast all of your burdens, cast all of your cares on Him, because He cares for you. Psalms 55:22 says, cast your burdens on the Lord. He'll sustain you. By the way, where the Bible says that God cares for you, it's not the same word used in the beginning of that verse where it says casting all your care upon him. When it says that God cares for you, you know what it means? It means that he's concerned. He's concerned. Not only does he care, but he's concerned constantly. You can translate it this way. You can cast all your worries, all of your troubles upon him, because concerning you, you matter to God. That just brightens my day to know that he's concerned about my everyday life. Your care matters to God. You matter to God. I don't know what you're going through this morning, but I want you to know your marriage matters to God. Your health matters to God. Your children that might be rebelling, or grandchildren that might be rebelling, they matter to God. Your heart might be broken this morning. I want you to know that it matters to God. If you're in here today and you're lonely, you matter to God. Your problem may seem small, but it matters to God. Your problem might seem great, but I want to tell you, our God is greater. Your problem may seem big, but our God is bigger. Take your eyes off the problem and put it on the one that can solve the problem. It's time to stop carrying those cares and start casting those cares upon him, because he cares for you. You may feel like your circumstances don't matter to another living person on this earth, but I want you to know today that they matter to God. The Bible says it like this: cast all. He doesn't say cast some. He didn't say cast most, not many, but the Bible says cast all. Cast all your cares upon him, because he cares for you. Let me just put it another way. He lifts our burdens as we cast our burdens on him. We cast our burdens upon him as we clothe ourselves with humility. First comes humility. Lord, I need you. I need you, Lord. How many of you know we need him? Lord, I need you. You know this burden that I have in my life? Lord, I need you. Cast it on him. Lord, I just give it to you. And then the Bible says once we give it to God, we might still go through the struggle, but we'll have peace. That peace that only comes from God. There's an old hymn that was written based on this text, and the title of it's God Will Take Care of You. Aren't you glad for that? The last stanza says this: no matter what we may test, God will take care of you. Lean, weary one, upon his breast, because God will take care of you. And then the chorus goes, God will take care of you. Through every day or all the way, he'll take care of you. God will take care of you. How many believe that today? Raise your hand. God will take care of you. The Bible says this: cast all your cares on him, because he cares for you. We're going to sing a hymn of invitation. God's spoken to your heart today. You be obedient to whatever it is. Maybe you need to come today and be saved. I want you to know God loves you and he'll save you right here today. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. You can walk out of this room a changed person if you'll be saved today. Somebody might need to do that today. Maybe you're here and you want to do like someone did last week. Maybe you want to come and join Northside Baptist Church. You feel like God's leading you here. Would you be obedient? Maybe you just want to come fill this altar with praise, with prayer. God has spoken to your heart. You be obedient to him as we sing.